Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where this great nation faces a monumentally important election coming up. Not only an election to see if the Biden administration is going to continue or whether it will be replaced by a Republican administration, but if that Republican administration is going to be headed by Donald J. Trump, it would have a profound impact on the Republican ability to win back the Senate. Who says? Well, Mitch McConnell says, among others, and he should know, he is the Republican Senate leader. He would be the Senate leader for the majority if the Republicans do take back two seats, which is what they need. Even if they lose the presidency, that's what they need. If they win the presidency, they just need one seat to capture. There's a provocative piece over at Axios by John Krauschar, who's been a guest on this show before, and he is the senior political reporter for Axios. John, what's the... Josh, what is the impact of a Trump nomination for president on Republican prospects?
Well, Michael, the big picture in assessing sort of the 2024 map is that our politics are so polarized that you can almost predict how these Senate races will turn out by looking at the presidential race in the respective states these Senate campaigns are being held. And look, there's been a lot of polling, for example, that Republicans have put out in a lot of these battleground states, showing in the purple states or even the blue, certainly the blue states, that Trump is well behind Joe Biden, but Ron DeSantis and certainly some other Republicans are competitive with President Biden. And you also see this when it comes to recruiting for these big Senate races, where a lot of Republicans are reticent to run in a purple state, number one, because they fear a primary against someone who's more to the Trump wing of the party, and frankly, number two, because they don't know if they can get elected if Trump is at the top of the ticket. So, you know, what we're seeing in the run-up to 2024 is that even though Republicans have a historically favorable map, you're talking about almost 100% on offense, Democrats aren't really contesting any state because the map is just so favorable for Republicans this year. But the reality also is that a lot of the purple states we'd normally be talking about as top battlegrounds, like Michigan, Wisconsin, they are looking pretty favorable for the Democrats. And then the window of races that are very good opportunities for Republicans are limited to the most Republican seats held by Democrats, like West Virginia, Joe Manchin, John Tester in Montana, and the Sherrod Brown in Ohio, all states that Trump won in the last election. So as we wrote in Axios, it's a narrower Senate map, perhaps, than what Republicans were hoping for at the beginning of the year.
Well, you apparently spoke to Mitch McConnell for preparing this piece, Josh Krauschar, and he listed the three states you mentioned, which are obviously very Republican states, states where Trump won big time, both in 2016 and in 2020, in Ohio and in Montana and in West Virginia. But Mitch McConnell added to that state, the state of Pennsylvania, where it's David Casey, isn't it, who's running for re-election, the Democrat. Given the fact that John Fetterman won so comfortably in Pennsylvania, what's the Republican hope based on in the Keystone state?
So a little bit of inside baseball in Pennsylvania. That's Bob Casey's seat. He's the son of the former governor, kind of a household name in Pennsylvania. There is a really good Republican candidate who ran last time for Senate, Dave McCormick, who he would be a very good candidate, but is one that hasn't perhaps made a final decision about running. And I think there are a lot of Republicans that really want him to run, and I think not that Pennsylvania wouldn't be a battleground. It is always a battleground, but they believe that if Dave McCormick runs, that it would be a competitive race, a very competitive race. If it was anyone else, most Republicans candidly would say that Bob Casey probably has a distinct advantage at winning re-election.
And Arizona is also one of those other complicated states because Kyrsten Sinema is going to be running, it appears, for re-election as an independent. And there is Gallego, who is probably going to be the Democratic nominee. And what does Carrie Lake mean for Republican prospects in Arizona?
Well, all bets are off, Michael, in Arizona, because you may have, you know, not necessarily, but you may have Kyrsten Sinema running as an independent and Ruben Gallego running as a Democrat. They could end up splitting the Democratic vote and allowing any Republican, even Carrie Lake, with a real opportunity to win with just a plurality of the vote. Now, I've talked to Republicans, even those inclined to not be against Carrie Lake, to be very open to a Carrie Lake candidacy. And, you know, the best case polling they've seen is just pretty much a tie between Gallego and Lake. They are very worried about, even in a three-way race, even with the dynamic being very favorable for a Republican in that scenario, they still worry that someone like Lake could actually still lose that race. But she has met with national Republican officials this past week. She met with, I think, a half dozen senators interested in perhaps supporting her campaign. There already is a Republican, a sheriff, running that has pretty strong conservative and pro-Trump credentials. So this would not be a wide-open primary. I think there'd be some competition there. But, look, Carrie Lake would get a lot of attention and would make Arizona, once again, the center of the world for the Republican Party, and perhaps not for all the right reasons.
You're suggesting in your piece that with this map, which is, again, it's just so tempting, it's so inviting, the democratically held Senate seats in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Nevada could have been toss-ups with, as you put it, a less Trumpified GOP, with Maine, Virginia, and New Mexico representing second-tier opportunities. You mentioned Virginia, and again, we have Senator Kaine there, who was such a horrible candidate for vice president with Hillary Clinton. Surely, Governor Youngkin and the Republican Party in Virginia could make that into a race, no?
Well, look, let's play some fantasy politics, Michael. Pretend Trump wasn't in the picture and it was a traditional Republican Party. And the last 6 years didn't happen. Look, Mike Gallagher, who you and I both know is one of the most respected lawmakers on Capitol Hill with deep knowledge of national security in China, he would probably run. And he still might, but I think it would be much more likely
for Wisconsin, for Tammy Baldwin's seat.
In Wisconsin, right. He would be a very formidable contender as a nominee. You know, you go to Michigan, like Peter Meyer, someone who spoke out against Trump and has a lot of money and has a very moderate electable profile. You know, he can't get out of a primary these days, but if we lived in sort of Earth 1.0 before Trump was on the political scene, you would see someone like that running in Michigan and giving Alyssa Slotkin a run for her money. You know, the other state, Pennsylvania we talked about already, Dave McCormick would be the type of nominee that would make that a race. Now, we still think he's going to run, but it's far from a sure thing at this point. But you go state by state, and even in some of the bluer states, like Virginia, you certainly could see a scenario where a good Republican candidate could win the nomination and give someone like a Tim Kaine or an Angus King a run for their money in those states. But look, Trump is just, you know, sometimes you don't even see it explicitly because Republicans decide not to run because they know they can't get through a primary. They know they would have to deal with all this negative attacks from the MAGA wing of the party. So they just don't run in the first place, and it becomes a very winnable seat for the Democrats.
Yeah, nobody wants to be called a rhino. Josh Krauschauer of Axios, appreciate your column. It's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, two new presidential candidates openly debating whether or not to run, both of them from Texas. Which ones? We'll tell you coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved show, there are two people who have, one of them has run for president before. He's run for president before twice. He also has the distinction of being the one person in the entire universe who has served the longest time as governor of Texas. Who is that? His name is Rick Perry. Remember, he was an energy secretary. He had been a very strongly anti-Trump candidate in 2016. He called President Trump a cancer on conservatism. And basically, no one, not Chris Christie, no one who was in that race was more outspoken about the extremism and the character questions about President Trump as Rick Perry. So it was a surprise when President Trump appointed Rick Perry as Secretary of Energy, and he served for 2 years in the Trump administration. In any event, former Energy Secretary Rick Perry yesterday teased a possible 2024 presidential run while declining to support Donald Trump's campaign, becoming the latest one-time Trump appointee to distance himself from the former president's third White House bid. Perry, who unsuccessfully sought the 2012 and 2016 GOP presidential nominations, told CNN in an interview that he hasn't written off the idea of running for president in 2024, saying there was a lot of time before a decision would need to be made. When asked if he believes Trump should be the Republican nominee next year, the former Texas governor said, "I'm still trying to sort that out for myself." Okay, this is not a good sign for his particular campaign. I like Governor Perry. I know Governor Perry personally. I've had dinner with him several times. And I admire him. He was a good governor of Texas. But for him to say, "I'm still trying to sort that out for myself," if you're going to run against Trump, you've got to say that you should make clear, "I don't want him to be the Republican nominee," because you want yourself to be the Republican nominee. "He may get to hear me call him names again," Perry added, alluding to previous clashes between the two men in the 2016 Republican primaries. If you'll recall, I didn't announce for president in 2011 until August, so we've got a lot of time left. Okay, that 2011 August announcement didn't go that well. It was supposed to, because he had done so well as a Texas candidate, and Texas is the second largest state in terms of population and electoral votes. It's early in the process, I think, for any of us to sit back and say, "I'm for this person or that person," Perry said. "It certainly is something I haven't taken off the table, but the chances of it happening are probably a little bit slim. There's a lot of time left. We'll see how this all works out." Do you remember he had one of the all-time embarrassing moments in a debate? And this is in 2011 presidential debate. He was briefly put forward as one of the major competitors against Mitt Romney, a major threat for the Republican nomination. And then he couldn't remember the three federal departments that he wanted to eliminate as part of his campaign. By the way, it's a good idea to eliminate federal departments like the Department of Education. But he couldn't remember the other two. He couldn't remember one of the other two. Listen, it sounded like this.
"Three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
The third one there was energy.
Let's stop.
It was, seriously? Is EPA the one you were talking about?
No, sir.
You can't name the third one?
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third one, I can't. Sorry. Oops.
The third one was, and that ruined his campaign. The third one was the Energy Department, which is the office he ended up taking. Another Texan. Will Hurd. Will Hurd is outstanding. I am very, very enthusiastic supporter of Congressman Hurd. He, by the way, had an unbelievably distinguished experience in the CIA before he ran for Congress and became one of the smartest members of the Republican caucus. He made this announcement about his own intentions and his own possible race for the presidency. Clip 10.
"When do you plan on making a decision?"
Look, a decision has to be made about my future sometime very soon. And like I said, I never leave.
Before or after Memorial Day. At this point,
I think a decision on anybody on what their future in politics has to be done before Memorial Day.
Okay, it does have to be done before Memorial Day. And I hope that Congressman Hurd won't do it. He would be the third black Republican candidate. The one who has a chance of actually getting the nomination is, of course, Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina. Larry Elder, who's been a guest on this show, and by the way, would love to welcome Will Hurd on the show. I think Larry Elder is running to give him more of a voice in the Republican Party, but Larry, I don't think, really believes that he can win. And I don't see how Will Hurd could actually be a likely winner for the presidential nomination. Meanwhile, there is this story, and it's upsetting because it's so unnecessary and sad. The Memphis Grizzlies guard, Ja Morant, handles the ball during the first half of Game 5 in the first-round NBA basketball playoff series between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Memphis Grizzlies that a couple of weeks ago. The Memphis Grizzlies announced Sunday that the team had suspended guard Ja Morant after a social media video appeared to show him holding a handgun. "We are aware of the social media video involving Ja Morant," the team said in a tweet. "He is suspended from all team activities pending league review. We have no further comment at this time." A video circulating on social media shows Morant in a car with several other people, and at one point the NBA star is seen holding what appears to be a gun. NBA spokesperson Mike Bass said the league was aware of the social media post and gathering more information. "It's not the first time this year that the 23-year-old has run into trouble with the league. The NBA suspended Morant in March for 8 games without pay after officials decided that he engaged in conduct detrimental to the league when he live-streamed a video of himself holding a firearm in an intoxicated state at a club near Denver. Ja's conduct was irresponsible, reckless, and potentially very dangerous," NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said in a statement at the time. "It also has serious consequences given his enormous following and influence, particularly among fans." Okay, why make a video of yourself brandishing a gun? What are you trying to achieve?
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. 3 people are dead and several wounded following an active shooter situation in Farmington, New Mexico, just northwest of Albuquerque. According to police, the gunman is dead. 2 officers were shot in a gun battle. They're both listed in stable condition. We're still no closer as the debt limit deadline approaches. That's the word from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I still think it's far apart. It doesn't seem to be that they want it. just seems that they want to look like they're in a meeting, but they're not. They're not talking anything serious.
He said he believes a deal must be reached by this weekend to raise the debt ceiling in order for there to be enough time for it to pass through Congress. Politico is reporting that a report from Special Counsel John Durham accuses the FBI of a double standard for the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign, but then soft-pedaled on similar claims about foreigners seeking influence over Hillary Clinton. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Michael Medved Show. It is a pleasure to welcome back to the show my friend and colleague Tim Mahoney, investigative filmmaker who is out with one of the big movie events of the season, which happens tonight. And it happens around the country. It's at fathomevents.com. And it's part of a sequence of films that Tim has done, all of which I find fascinating because all of them are about some of the recent archaeological discoveries that break through and show that there is a scientific historical basis for some of the stories in the Bible. And the new film, which is called Journey to Mount Sinai, it's part two, is about one of the greatest stories anywhere in the Bible, in the book of Exodus, the giving of the Ten Commandments and the entire Torah, according to Jewish tradition, on Mount Sinai. Tim Mahoney has been working on these films with tremendous success and all kinds of praise, including from me, for some years. So, Tim, what I think we're emphasizing is that people can come see Journey to Mount Sinai, this version, without having seen the first film, because this lays it all out there, the question of evidence and why it's important, right?
Absolutely. These are they're really independent films from each other. This investigation will look at three Mount Sinai locations that are very exciting and, I think, very entertaining.
Well, they're entertaining partially because two of them are in Saudi Arabia, where the Saudi government originally wasn't allowing people to get anywhere near the suspected sites of Mount Sinai. Why not?
Because I think of the political concerns with Israel and creating a historical connection and foundation to the nation of Israel. And this is the, you know, at Mount Sinai is where the 12 tribes became a nation. They became, they were the sons of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and they became the sons of Israel and became the nation of Israel at this mountain where the covenant was made with them.
Yeah, and what's fascinating about this is that Musa is the name of Moses in the Quran, and he was also a figure in the Quran. So they have a Quranic basis for believing that the Mount Sinai revelation happened, right?
Right. And what happened was that people started to have a sense that Moses fled to the land of Midian. And as archaeologists started looking at and historians, they could see that it really made sense that Midian was in the northwest corner of Saudi Arabia. And that's where I began this investigation over 20 years ago. And I heard of people that worked in the oil company, and they're in this movie, Jim and Penny Caldwell, and others that were trying to get to this location because they felt in some ways that the Saudis were trying to hide something. And so they were photographing these locations and finding connections like pillars and altars and things that were connected to the biblical narrative, and they wanted other people to know about it. And it's taken me these 20 years to really pull it all together. And what we're doing is giving people an opportunity to go someplace they might never go, and that's tonight as a Fathom event. We're going to be in over 700 theaters, and it's going to be an amazing experience.
Well, it is. I mean, watching the film is an amazing experience because part of it has to do with some of the remarkable aspects of this story, because it wasn't just a handful of people. If you read the Bible, there were 600,000 adult males. There were like a million people who were there as part of the Exodus, at least according to the biblical account. And what you actually look at is for places that could have accommodated that many people, that may have had that source of water. And then you bring in the connection of the golden calf. That, to me, was incredibly impressive and fascinating. Maybe you can explain.
Yes. We were looking for a number of connections, actually, Michael. And as you know, in a patterns of evidence film, we take the scientific approach and we start looking for patterns that are mentioned in the biblical text. And one of these has to deal with artifacts, altars, pillars. The Bible says that Moses erected 12 pillars. And what's going to be fascinating is that there are several locations where we're seeing pillars. And there's connections, but many believe is this is where the Israelites were. Not only that, but this golden calf worship question is, you know, looking for inscriptions that show the worship of a golden calf. But even more fascinating has to do with the fact that the people who worship this golden calf, it says that when Moses came down, Moses was enraged, and we've all seen the picture of Moses throwing the commandments down and breaking. Well, then he ordered the Levites to actually take swords and to kill the people who were worshiping. And that the Bible records that over 3,000 people were killed that day. Well, what's interesting, and not only interesting, but I think intriguing, and I've talked with archaeologists that are fascinated by this, there is a location in Saudi Arabia in the middle of nowhere with a massive graveyard, about 13 football fields massive, graveyard of people. And why are they there right next to this location that could potentially be the real Mount Sinai?
Well, there are also images that suggest a golden calf, and some of the inscriptions that you found, which are extremely thought-provoking. And why is all of this so very important? And it's basically animated your life for 20 years.
Well, there is a lot of mainstream scholars that have dismissed the story of the Exodus. And they basically are suggesting that it's just a wonderful fairy tale and there's no historical truth to it. But the question then is, have they been looking in the right time period and in the right place? And when they dismiss it, what they do is they actually discredit a lot of people believing in the God of the Bible. And I think the reason why this investigation is important and timely is that it's showing that there is a pattern that God has acted in history. And this pattern is an encouragement to many people of faith. Not only that, but it's an encouragement to their children. You can send your child off to college today, and if he takes any type of courses, depending upon what school that is, the professor will tell him that, you know what, there's no point in necessarily trusting any of this as history. It's great literature, but it's not history. But that's not what the Bible is telling us. And that's why I think many people today have fallen away from their faith, is because they've been told that there's no background to it. But these films, these patterns of evidence films, are showing a tremendous pattern that these events really happen.
And by the way, you go along on the journey with Tim and so many other Exodus explorers who you introduce, including some of the leading archaeological scholars in the world. The movie, again, tonight in 750 theaters. It's Fathom Events. You can also find information on how to get tickets at our website at michaelmedved.com. We're linked to it. And by the way, Tim, I'm sure this is not an accident. Maybe it is. But, you know, it's 10 days away from the Jewish holiday, the holiday of Shavuot, which actually commemorates the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai, and which is a major Jewish holiday that most people don't know about. But that's coming up right, and the film is a great way to prepare for it for people who are interested. Did you know about the Shavuot connection?
No, but I'm not surprised, because you and I both believe in providence, right? And
it's
literally, I had no idea that May 15th was actually exactly 20 years after I came out of Saudi Arabia. When we booked this film, May 15th, 2003, I left Saudi Arabia without any footage, and I'm so excited to have completed this journey 20 years later, exactly to the day.
Well, congratulations on it. Again, people can find information at our website at michaelmedved.com. Tim Mahoney, great strength to you and success for the film and its showing across the country tonight, Monday night, and then a second time, a second chance, Wednesday night, The Journey to Mount Sinai Part 2. We will be right back with the next part of the Michael Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Michael Medved Show. I truly do have to present a Golden Turkey Award on this. There is a statement by one of the presidential candidates, and honestly, it'll be very, very hard to see that there will be any statement that is dumber than this winner of a Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
I know that my wife is listening to this, and she will get a particular kick out of it. The statement and the award goes to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., candidate for president, anti-vaccine, pro-environmental activist, Democratic candidate for president of the United States. He right now is getting about 20% of the Democratic vote against Joe Biden. But he brings up a question, and again, it's difficult for Kennedy because he has a dysphonia. He has a problem with his voice. And he brings up an unusual evaluation of the debating skills of some of his opponents. Listen.
At some point, he's going to have to debate President Trump, you know, who's the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party. President Trump has shown himself to be the most devastating debater, probably since, you know, Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, again, this is a nephew of John F. Kennedy, who was pretty damn effective. He won the election in 1960 because he did well in the debates against Richard Nixon, who was also pretty good. And the idea that he's saying that Donald Trump is the most devastating debater since Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln and Douglas were both phenomenal, but they had a completely different format. It was not TV. It was speaking to live audiences, shouting, because they didn't have microphones then. And they spoke to audiences as large as 30,000 people in their Senate race that they engaged in 1858. And you read the transcript, and Lincoln's words are poetry. Can anyone think of some segments of the Trump debate highlight reel that were poetic, inspiring? And, yeah, you're a nasty person. And, again, that this comes from Robert Kennedy, whose own father, Robert Kennedy Sr., did a pretty impressive job with the debate. It ended up killing him. Because Sirhan was watching that debate, and he decided, because of the position that RFK Sr. took supporting Israel, that he was going to go out and kill him. He wrote in his diary, "Now he must die." And in any event, for someone in that family to suggest that President Trump is the most devastating debater since Abraham Lincoln, was he expecting a Trump cabinet appointment or something like that? I mean, I would imagine that Trump is going to highlight and send this statement around. What a shock. What a surprise. And by the way, one of the problems about President Trump, and honestly, I think it's one of the reasons that there are many people, and not just Todd Young, the senator from Republican senator from Indiana, but other people are going to have a very tough time with supporting President Trump, is his statement that he didn't care. He didn't have any opinion about basically who should win the war, Ukraine or Russia, that it didn't matter. And it matters a great deal. And Zelensky has met with the new prime minister of Italy, who hugged him and embraced him and increased the Italian commitment to arms and support. Big increase in German support. And he appeared today with the prime minister of the United Kingdom, the Right Honorable Rishi Sunak. And both of them spoke to the press afterwards. This is 1A.
Today we spoke about the jets, very important topic for us, because we can't control the sky, you know it. So I think you know everything deeply, because we're real partners. Rishi knows all the details, what's going on our battlefield. Thank you very much. And we want to create this jets coalition, and I'm very positive with it. We spoke about it, and I see that in the closest time you will hear some, I think, very important decisions, but we have to work a little bit more on it.
And he's talking about getting jets that Britain could provide. And then later there was the reaction of Prime Minister Sunak. Listen.
We are going to be a key part of the coalition of countries that provides that support to Vladimir and Ukraine. Now, it is not a straightforward thing, as Vladimir and I have been discussing, to build up that fighter combat aircraft capability. It's not just the provision of planes, it's also the training of pilots and all the logistics that go alongside that. Now, the UK can play a big part of that. One thing we will be doing, starting actually relatively soon, is training of Ukrainian pilots. And that's something that we've discussed today. We're ready to implement those plans in relatively short order, which will mean that we're training Ukrainian citizens to become absolutely combat-ready aircraft pilots, and particularly whether it comes to NATO tactics as well, because that's an important part of the long-term relationship between our countries. So we've had very good productive discussions on that today. Other countries are involved. I'm talking to those leaders. I'll be doing more of that this week in my international engagement, and we're very keen to build that coalition of countries to give Vladimir and his people the aircraft support that they need.
That's reassuring and classy, and long live Prime Minister Sunak. Now, of course, we had Mother's Day yesterday, And there's a movie out there where you would think that it was a perfect Mother's Day selection. It's a movie starring Jennifer Lopez, who we all know is a mother in real life. Is this the kind of thing that you want to celebrate that holiday with? It is called The Mother. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jennifer Lopez plays an expert sharpshooter and FBI informant who comes out of hiding to protect her 12-year-old daughter from armies of vicious and sadistic mobsters in The Mother. Now streaming on Netflix.
The secret's out.
What do they want?
Revenge. They're using her to get to me.
What's your plan?
She needs protection right now.
I'm gonna go home.
Not till you know how to survive.
And J-Lo survives with an unexpectedly convincing performance as a tough, unstoppable action star. The very graphic and often sadistic fight scenes guarantee a serious R rating, while the complicated connection between mother and long-lost daughter is intermittently compelling. Joseph Fiennes and Gael Garcia Bernal make brief appearances as nightmarish villains. 2.5 stars for the Jennifer Lopez vehicle, The Mother, which represents a new direction that's both impressive and oddly chosen for one of Hollywood's biggest stars. Yeah, this is not a romantic comedy, which is what she is known for, of course, above all, plus her personal life, not to mention. Speaking of personal life, I am thrilled to welcome back to the show tomorrow George Will, who is talking about a very serious possibility of a third-party candidate for president, who maybe could even win, conceivably, but certainly could make a huge difference in the campaign. We'll talk about the what happens with a Joe Manchin for President Boomlet with George Will coming up tomorrow. And we're also going to be talking about a new study from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, saying that adolescent mental health has showed some signs of improvement, but remains a crisis. And speaking of crisis, there is a changing religious picture in this country, with some states getting more religious and many other states getting much less religious. What's the political impact of that on the Electoral College and more? We'll get to that and much more, all coming up next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.